I just wanted him to come up so you could see him if you weren't here last time and know that he can tell you a little bit about the first 4 weeks in maybe briefly 5 minutes. So you can really understand why we really, really need to do this support group for the new Muslims. We have to funnel this support to what we're doing, because you'll know from his first 4 weeks, from the little bit of difficulties within his family, what he's going through and why there's such a need to have this support system.
Assalamu alaikum. I remember the following day after the conference, I actually told my family what I did. And because originally I told them I was just going to a friend's house. And then I told them that I went to the mosque and that I converted. And my whole family, they started crying. They started telling me that, how could you do this to us? You're hurting us. And so on and so on. And they were claiming that we've been Christians all our lives, and how could I change? But I just told them that first of all, I pretty much called them hypocrites, because they were not Christians in the first place. Because I remember asking them, I was like, do you think Jesus is God? And they said no. And I told them, then you're more Muslim than Christian. And they started crying again. They don't really know why they're mad, because I haven't changed. In fact, I'm getting better. Actually, I broke up with the person who brought Islam into my life. We decided to go our separate ways. She told me I was becoming too religious. And what happened after that is, my mom told me, actually just yesterday, that I took the breakup a lot better than she thought I would have. Because a few months before I converted, we were on the verge of breaking up and I was crying my eyes out. And then all of a sudden, we broke up and I didn't shed a tear. I just accepted it and I moved on. And my mom told me that I've become very strong in the last few weeks. And I told her it's because of my faith, because I put my trust in Allah, that it was simply not meant to be, and it's time to move on. That's what I believe. And I hope in the future that one day, inshallah, I'll be able to convert someone in my family. We'll see how it goes. They're very close-minded people, but I'm trying to educate them as much as I can. But it's very important to have this program, because it might come to a point where I might even have to leave my house, because sometimes they get very aggressive and they start attacking me, attacking my beliefs. And it's not something the born Muslims should be happy, because they don't have to go through that. You don't have to go home and be afraid that if someone sees you pray, they're going to make fun of you or something like that. We, on the other hand, have to go through that every day. Sometimes they make fun of me. They're like, well, have you prayed yet? Have you prayed yet? And it hurts, but it's just the way it is. I remember before, if I thought that I had to leave my house, I probably would have been crying and worried about what am I going to do, about money. But I don't feel that way anymore. If I have to leave, I have to leave. I put my trust in Allah that He will guide me on what I must do, and that He will provide for me. Thank you.
I can appreciate the people clapping, but you know, in this case, quite honestly, you know, for what he's gone through, all praise to Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the one who brought him into this religion. And he's the one who deserves all the praise. It's really courageous that he came up here and spoke. And I wanted you to listen to this, because really what our objective is by the end of the night, which we'll explain more, is to be able to afford to have a place for him where he can feel not threatened by his own family. And you'll find out about 90% of the Muslims new Muslims have similar problems. And you really have to appreciate that because they lose their families. They give up everything for their religion. So I know from the Muslims in Canada perspective, they're like, well, the new Muslims, they sit around, they don't. You have to really put yourself in our shoes and know that it does take us a little time to wake up. We are getting organized, but, you know, put your faith in Allah. He guided us to this religion, and you should try to support us when we're doing these things, because we know best what we need when it comes to support, because we're the ones who went through it. And so we're going to try to raise the money to be able to rent the place tonight. And I hope that the people who came, if they can raise money, they'll make a dua for us. Because everyone who came here was meant to come here for nothing. And we want to make that sure, because we don't want you to feel threatened that this is a financially, you know, this organization's all about this. It's all about helping individuals like him and people like him that came in this situation to get them past this stage and get them back integrated in society as great examples for the people of this world. But if we don't lend our support to those people, you'll see they're going to drift away. And Allah forbid he drifts away. And it's the responsibility of everyone in this room to take David as an example, Brother Dawood, and go with it. Because this is a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We had no idea this was going to happen. We didn't know him up until 4 weeks ago. And now we say, alhamdulillah, if I get kicked out, I put my faith in Allah. Allah is the greatest. There's no other explanation except the Creator deserves all praise for this, because he changed some people's lives when they didn't least expect it. So, jazakallah for that.